The members of a living community exist together in a particular balanced relationship or ecosystem. One animal species eats another animal species, which in turn eats another. Over the years, a balance has worked out among the plants and animals in a community, and it remains basically stable. However, at times, this balance in nature is disturbed, resulting in a number of possibly unforeseen effects. It is possible for a disturbance in the balance of nature to have natural causes such as disease, drought, and fire. Sometimes, however, human beings intervene in a natural environment, perhaps only slightly and with good intentions. The result is the same. The balance of nature becomes destroyed and results in an entire chain reaction of unforeseen and unwanted effects. A good example of this occurred in the Antilles in the 1870s. Sugarcane was a major crop there, but rats were eating and nesting in the sugarcane, causing a great deal of damage. The mongoose, native to the East Indies, was known to be an excellent rat hunter. Several males and females were imported in 1872, and laws against the killing of them were established. The mongoose flourished in the Antilles. After 10 years, it had multiplied abundantly and had significantly reduced the rat population. Consequently, damage to the sugarcane fields was greatly reduced. It seemed that the scheme to add another piece to the ecosystem in the Antilles had been successful. However, that is not the end of the story. The influence of the mongoose did not stop there. As the rat population decreased and the mongoose population increased, the mongoose needed to enlarge its menu. It attacked young pigs and goats and began to destroy bananas and pineapples. Because the mongoose could not be hunted, its numbers increased rapidly, and it became a terrible pest. All of the native animals suffered damage. The mongoose learned to enjoy the native birds, snakes, turtles, and their eggs. Now it was specifically these animals that kept the local insect population in check. There were, in the ecosystem of the Antilles, a number of beetles and other insects that lived on and in the sugarcane. Until that time, they had not caused significant damage to the sugarcane, because they were the natural food of so many local animals that kept their numbers down. However, as the birds, snakes, and turtles disappeared, the insect population began to increase. With no natural predators to keep them in check, the insects began to do more and more harm to the sugarcane fields. Finally, the people of the Antilles realized that the introduction of the mongoose had destroyed a finely and delicately balanced system. The laws forbidding killing the mongoose were cancelled, and the mongoose population was reduced. Gradually, the different members of the plant and animal community came back into balance with each other, and an ecosystem was re-established.